弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
Today we continue our sermon or our series on the Book of Ecclesiastes.
今天我们继续我们传道书的那个讲题。
But however, as we come to today's passage, it is quite an interesting one.
今天的经节特别的令人会感到兴趣。
Because it's a dramatic story about what happened to a particular wise man.
因为它是发生在一个聪明人身上，一个很有戏剧性的一个故事。
So I thought that it would be good if for this story to be acted out in drama for you to see.
所以我认为把这个故事通过演戏的方法来让呈现给大家。
So I've spent some effort to make a video. I hope you can enjoy it.
我牧师花了挺多的精神跟时间来制作了这个 video.
So let's take a look. Okay.
存亡的关键一战，只要能抵抗赵军的第一次进攻，梁城就有希望。
任何智者总有弱点，妇人之仁不能治世。墨家将如巨星陨落，无以复计。有人借口以协助梁城解困，从而夺取百姓信任，图谋夺权，这不就等同侵略吗？
他们全部都是格林的党羽，有造反之嫌。
大王啊，我跟那个格林真的是没有任何关系，他想造反的事我是真不知情啊。我
误人不义，当所有人都称赞格林是英雄，都尊敬他听从他的时候，你会说这种话？
想的就是一介草民，我没想别的呀，谁是不是英雄跟我没有任何关系，我只想着我的老婆孩子，想我的庄稼地呀。大王啊，
隔离办他的理论外在不懂人性，招来嫉妒，隔离甚至不能获取他想要拯救的人的信任，这不是彻底的失败了？这一场仗没有胜利者。
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, when I read the sermon passage for today,
当我读今天的讲道经节的时候，
I was immediately struck by the similarities between the storyline in our passage and the plot that is the movie that you have seen called 墨攻。
我立刻被他的那个经节的那个情节和那个电影墨攻的相似之处所吸引。
So I hope that by putting out in scenes like this, you'll make it a lot more realistic and memorable for you.
所以希望通过这个这样子的播放法，能让你觉得更加的真实感，以及让你留下更深刻的印象。
So what happened if you see is that Andy Lau plays this disciple of 墨子, okay? So it's 墨家的人, and he saved a city of a few thousand people from like a 10,000 赵军, you know, coming.
你看到刘德华扮演那个墨子的子弟。他从那个入侵的那个十万大军，解救了只有几千人的那个梁城。
But by the end of the movie, if you watch all the way to the end, you will see that nobody really appreciated what he did.
如果你一直看到电影的结束，你会看到没有人真正稀罕他的那个努力。
And nobody cared for his philosophy of this Mohism.
也没有人关心他的墨家哲学。
Now in the same vein, that is the topic for our passage today.
同样的，这也是今天我们早上那个的经节的主题。
Our passage today states very clearly that wisdom is better.
很清楚的，今天早上经节说到，那智慧更好。
Wisdom is better. Wisdom is better than overwhelming strength.
智慧甚至可以胜过压倒性的力量。
Wisdom can even defeat weapons of war.
它甚至可以胜过那个打仗的兵器。
But then there's a question. The question is, what if at the end nobody cares about that? Nobody heeds the words.
但是如果到了最后，没有人理会怎么办呢？
What if all that you attempts to accomplish through wisdom, all of it can be just destroyed, dismissed at the blink of an eye?
如果你所要完成的一切在转眼之间都功亏一篑怎么办呢？
And so in our passage today, the preacher concludes.
所以今天的经节那个传道者说到
He says that the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools.
宁可在安静之中听智慧人的言语，不听掌管愚昧人的喊声。
But then verse 16 says that, but his words are no longer heeded.
第十六节说到他的话语没有人去听。
In verse 18 it says that wisdom is better than weapons of war, but it says, but just one sinner or a sin can destroy much good.
第十八节说到智慧胜过打战的兵器，但一个罪人能败坏许多善事。
And if I may borrow one, the first verse of the next week's passage, it says that as dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly can outweigh wisdom and honor.
我想借用下周的经节的第一节，说到死苍蝇能做香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。
Now remember, I say that this, the book of Ecclesiastes is about this preacher who is on this journey to pursue wisdom.
接着我说到传道书是那个传道者在追求智慧的过程。
And but in his pursuit of wisdom, the preacher has come to a conundrum.
传道者被陷入一个纠结点。
And the conundrum is that the reality, very often in reality, at the end of the day, wisdom is often unappreciated.
但现实是到头来智慧往往没有人理会。
There's a key word in today's story.
今天的故事中有一个关键词。
And the word is poor.
就是贫穷。
And it's trying to say that no matter what is your contribution, no matter what is your achievement that comes from your wisdom,
他说到不论你的智慧所带来的是否那些贡献或者是成就，
Even if you can save the entire city,
即使你能够拯救整个城市，
At the end of the dayWhat really matters is your social status.
最后最重要的还是你的社会地位。
Maybe he's telling us that because he's a poor man, so nobody listens to him in the end.
他在说因为他是一个贫穷人，所以没人听他的话。
Now this is a difficulty that is particularly hard to swallow, especially to a wise man.
这个对一个智慧人来说是特别难以接受的，很难吞咽的。
For a person who is wise, a person who says that you know knowledge and all these things is important,
一个智慧人认为那个真理的知识是非常重要的。
And we will think that well, in all circumstances, therefore, you know, truth, knowledge, what I know, you know, the facts, we think that these are the things that matter.
那些现事实和那个知识是非常重要的。
So if I have the facts.
如果我有那个根据，
if I have the perfect logic in this,
如果有那个完美的逻辑，
if only everybody would just listen to me,
如果每个人都听我的话，
listen to my reasons,
听我的道理，
then they will come to their senses,
他们就会清醒过来，
and everything will just fall into place and go according to plan,
所有的事就会跟着计划而顺理成章。
But let's just take for a moment and just think about your life experiences so far.
我们想想你的人生经验。
How often does that really happen?
这是多久会发生一次？
How often does it say that, oh, as long as everybody understands the reasons and so on, this is the knowledge, these are the facts, things will just fall into place. How often does that happen?
有多少次当你告诉他们这是他事实，他有根据的，那所有的事情就会跟着计划而顺理成章。
That's why some people say that in life is not what you know, but who you know.
所以有些人说到，在生活中不是你说了什么，而是谁在说话。
So the preacher just lays it all out. This is the reality. This is his true life experience. This is what he sees for a real story.
那传道者向我们述说他真实的故事。
And he's telling us one thing. You see in this story.Wisdom does not rule the day.
他说到人最后听从的不是智慧。
Not even if you are Andy Lau.
就算你是刘德华也办不到。
So we might think, why is it like this?
为什么会这样？
We say humanity is quite weird, right?
你会说人性是挺奇怪的。
So I tried my best to just understand why is it like that.
我尽我的最大的能力来了解为什么会这样。
I think that sometimes it may just boil down to this thing.
我想有时候可能归根到说到底可以归结为。
There is a scene in the movie.
在电影中有一幕。
There's if you remember there was this guy he says that I am just a commoner.
啊，有一幕呢，一个男的在那边说道：“我小的就是一介草民。
”I don't think about anything.
我没想别的。
Who is the hero? Who is the supposed to be the one that I should support? No, I don't care about all that.
谁是不是英雄跟我没关系。
All I care about, all I think about is my wife, my kids, and my farmland.
我只想着我的老婆、孩子，还有的庄稼地。
And those are the words that is uttered by this commoner in one of the scenes that we have seen.
这些是那个刚才我们在那个电影中看到一个普通人所说的话。
What is he saying?
他在说什么呢？
He's saying that I don't really care about the truth or what is wisdom and what is right. I don't care.
他说到我真的不在乎什么是真理，什么是智慧。
Do you understand? I'm just a commoner.
啊，你明白吗？我只是一个普通人。
I only care about what is my immediate interest.
我只关心我的直接的利益。
And we can imagine running a country that is full of people like that.
啊，想象管理一个充满了这种人的国家。
But that is the reality.
但这就是现实。
As I've said, the preacher is a pursuer of wisdom.
啊，传道者是那个追求智慧的。
And his pursuit, he knows and he believes that wisdom can conquer all the evil powers of this world.
他相信智慧能够征服这世界上所有的那个罪恶力量。
Two, three times he says in today's passage, wisdom is better than strength, better than might.
他提了两三次，他说到智慧胜过勇力。
As a modern phrase would say, the pen is mightier than the sword, we say.
比武器还厉害。
剑比 ，OK. He says wisdom is better than weapons of war.
啊，智慧胜过打仗的兵器。
So this is something that the preacher knows and the preacher believes.
这是啊，传道者知道的，他也相信的。
He knows that if this wisdom can just influence the world, that will really transform the world.
他说，如果这智慧能够影响世界，他就能转变这世界。
But in the same passage, there is three buts.
但是在这经节里有三个但是。
He says, but nobody remembers.
但是没人纪念。
But nobody cares.
但是没有人理会。
But even a little folly can just destroy everything.
但是一点愚昧也能毁坏一切。
So the preacher does not shy away from the truth. He just presents, this is the reality, this is what happens.
传道者不会逃避现实，他只是把现实呈现给我们。
And we know this is also the reality that we face today.
我们也知道这是我们今天所面对的现实。
Politicians everywhere in every country, they know it.
所有的政治家，不管在哪一个国家，他们都知道。
People vote according, for example, to their religious preferences.
人民根据他们的宗教偏好而投票。
When they vote, they will say, how would your immigration policy affect, for example, my job?
或者是根据移民将如何影响他们自己的饭碗。
Or how, if I vote for you, how will it affect my taxes?
或者是根据如果要投给他，会如何的影响我交税的那个过程。
And so now it boils down, therefore today, we boils down to this question we must answer.
所以我们要回应这个问题。
What good is wisdom if at the end of the day, nobody cares?
如果没有人理会智慧有什么用呢？
What good is wisdom if nobody cares?
如果没有人理会智慧有什么用？
This is a question that the preacher is demanding a response from all of us.
这是传道者要求大家回应的问题。
What good is wisdom if nobody cares?
如果没有人理会，智慧有什么用？
There is there's a movie review of this movie that I find a response that was quite interesting online. I found it online.
在网上有一个关于这个电影的评论我觉得他的那个反应相当的有趣。
And so this reviewer said this.
他说到。
He says that what is the most, shocking and heart-rendering is not the main characters, not the wise man, not the king, not the invading generals, not all of these main characters.
他说到最让我震颤的不是那些国王那些主角。
He says what is the most shocking is actually that man who's shouting down there.
而是那个小城那个普通人。
Because his protest is so real, so human.
因为他的那个抗议是那么的真实，那么的富有人情味。
He says that in history we have often given people, you know, so much giving them a mission, telling them these are the national values and all these things.
都知道历史总是赋予人民太多的那个使命，太多所谓国家道德。
But he says that actually the communists do not care who is the king.
其实老百姓也不在意谁是君王。
They don't care who is the hero, who is supposed to be the right one, the wise one. They don't care.
他们也不管谁是英雄。
They only care about their families, their children, their farmland, and so on.
他们只关心自己的家庭、他的孩子、他的庄稼地。
But this reviewer say that, however, that is good enough.
但这个评论者说到，这已经足够了。
Because that is where their interest lies.
这才是他们的利益所在。
He says everyone has their own place.
他说每个人都有各自的那个位置。
What should be the interest that they should care about?
各自的那个利益观。
Not everyone is made out to be a hero.
不是每个人都能够成为一个英雄。
Not everyone has to carry the fate of the country.
不是每个人都需要为国家的命运负责。
So as long as everybody do what is right, good enough in their own place.
只要每个人把自己该做的事做好。
And in a proper system, the country will go well.
在一个有。体制完善的国家，一切都能够正常的运转。
So there's no such thing as a sacrifice or charity.
没有所谓的奉献或者牺牲。
Just do what is good and best in your own place.
只是在你所处的位置做得最好。
And we should not demand a commoner to, you know, make additional sacrifices.
不要太过强求一个老百姓做多余的那个额外的牺牲。
Because his place.Is to be a commoner.
因为他的位置就是一个普通人。
And what he should be doing is to just think about his family, his kids, and his farmland.
因为他所应该做的就是去想他的家庭、他的孩子以及他的庄稼地。
So, brothers and sisters, what do you think about this sentiment from this reviewer?
兄弟姐妹们你们觉得这个网上的这个评论的有什么看法呢？
Because that is one way we say that yes, maybe that's the way we have to deal with this reality.
这也许是处理面对现实的一种方式。
We have to forsake wisdom because really that's just too much to ask of the commoners.
我们必须放弃那个智慧，因为对一个普通人来说是太过的奢求。
Their main job is to care about their base needs.
他们最主要关心的是他们的直接需要。
And we have to accept that wisdom is futile because.This is reality.
我们必须要接受这个智慧是枉然的这个现实。
I must admit that this is a very strong temptation for me as well.
我必须承认，这对我来说也是一个很强烈的那个诱惑。
Every sermon I will prepare, you know, chunks and chunks of research.
每一次讲到，牧师都会准备一摞摞、一摞摞的研究。
But every time it comes to the final script.
但到最后的那个讲稿
，will be just you know pared down to the minimum because I know there are some who just does not care for all this.
会被剪到所剩无几，因为我担心没人会理会。
So let's come to this question.
所以我们要想到这个问题
：What good is wisdom if nobody cares?
如果没有人理会，智慧有什么用呢
？And you might conclude that Since nobody cares, it will benefit no one. Well, and then I think I shouldn't care as well.
有些人会可能会得出这样以下的结论，就是既然没有人受益，那你就不应该去理会。
But then as I was preparing this, I'm reminded of Jesus.
在我准备今天的那个讲道的时候，我想起了耶稣。
You might remember this passage, and it's from the same passage where Jesus was feeding the people.
这个你可能会记得这篇经节，就是耶稣在喂养许多人。
He says that when Jesus landed and saw this large crowd, he had compassion on them.
他说到耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们。
Why? Because he says they were like a sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们如同牧羊，如同羊没有牧羊人。
So he began teaching them many things.
于是开口教训他们许多道理。
So I asked you, you know, to a people that seem to like Jesus to be a sheep without a shepherd.
对于一个如同没有牧羊人的羊群的那个民族。
What is the response of Jesus?
耶稣的回应是什么？
Can you answer? What is the response of Jesus? Everybody say. So he began teaching them many things.
于是他开口教训他们许多道理。
Funny response, right?
很奇怪的那个回应。
I wonder what I would have done if I was there.
如果我在那里的话，我常常想我会如何的去处理。
See, Jesus, what good is your teaching if nobody cares?
耶稣啊，如果没有人理会你的教训有什么用呢？
Don't you know what they want?
你知道他们要什么吗？
They just want miracles from you.
他们只是要从你那里得来的那个神迹。
They just want you to be there to fight against their oppressors.
他们只是要你为他们去反抗他们的欺压者。
They are just commoners, you know.
他们只是草民。
Jesus, what good is you? What are you doing? You're there teaching. What good is your teaching if nobody cares?
如果没有人理会你的教训，有什么用呢？
Jesus just like to do a lot of teaching, you know. So teach.
耶稣喜欢很多，常常做那个教导。
I hope I can be there to say, "Hey, what are you doing? Stop it! Don't do that."
我希望能在那里告诉他不要再做了。
And it turns out to be true, by the way.
事实证明是真的。
When Jesus no longer satisfied their basic needs, no longer to their taste, they began to turn against Jesus.
因为耶稣不合迎合他们的胃口，他们的需要。不合他们的胃口，他们开始跟耶稣反目成仇。
Crucify him, crucify him.
钉他十字架。
At the crucifixion,
在耶稣被钉十字架的时候
，Imagine if you could just pull aside one of the guys down there, one of the Jewish commoners.
你想象，要是你能够把其中一个普通的犹太人拉去一旁问他
，And you pull him aside and interrogate him, what do you think he would say?
你问他，他会说什么呢？
Hey, why are you crucifying this innocent man? You know he's innocent, right?
为什么你要把这个无辜的人钉十字架呢？
Didn't he feed you? Didn't he heal you? Didn't he exercise you? Exercise the demons?
他不是喂养你、医治你，还有为你赶鬼吗？
More importantly, you know, didn't he teach you many things?
更重要的是，他不是把你们教导得很好吗？
What do you think this person would say?
你认为这个人会怎么说？
I'm just a commoner, you know. Why you ask me?
我只是一个普通人，你。
Who is the hero here? Who is right and wrong? That has nothing to do with me.
谁是英雄，谁不是英雄，跟我没有关系。
I just care about my family. What is my interest? My farmland. That's all I care about.
我只想着我的老婆、孩子，我的利益。
So, brothers and sisters, what good is wisdom if nobody cares?
兄弟姐妹们，如果没有人理会，智慧有什么用呢？
In the video, there is this line that I find interesting as well.
在那个录像里有一个对白，我觉得非常的有趣。
He says that the wise man had failed.
他说那个智慧人失败了。
He says he failed because in his philosophy he does not understand human nature.
因为他的理论败在不懂人性。
And sometimes we might say that, hey, why is all this teaching?
有时候你会问到。这些教导是什么？
You do not know human nature.
你不知道人性。
Love your neighbor as yourself. Come on, you know human nature or not?
你要爱人如己。
But is that true?
但这个是不是属实？
Is it because this wise man does not know human nature?
这个智慧人是不是不了解人性呢？
Remember the wise man, we say, who is the wise? The one who is wise, the one who goes out to investigate, to search out the scheme of things, remember?
这个记得这个智慧人吗？他去寻求那个智慧和万事的理由的这个智慧人。
How can a person who search out the scheme of things not know human nature?
这个人怎么会不知道人性的人的本性啊？
Of course, actually, a wise man will.
当然啦，智慧人肯定会知道。
In fact, what the preacher is doing today is just blatantly express in today's passage that actually he knows human nature very well.
传道者在今天的经节里公然的表明他非常了解人性。
We say here, does Jesus not know the hearts of men?
耶稣不知道人的心吗？
Still down there teaching away, does he not know the hearts of men?
他还在那里教导，难道他不知道人的心吗？
In John chapter 2, this is what it says.
在约翰第二章
He says that when he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival,
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候
He says many people saw the signs, the miracles that he was performing and they believed in him.
许多人看见他所行的神迹就信了他的名
But he says that Jesus would not entrust himself to them because he knew all men.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们因为他们知道万人
He says he does not need this testimony from mankind because he knows what is in each person.
他也用不着谁见证人怎么样因为他知道人心里所存的
So Jesus knows human nature very well.
所以耶稣非常了解人性
So if I may ask him, Jesus, what are you doing? They don't care. What good is all this teaching, all this wisdom if people don't care?
如果没有人理会这些的教导这些的智慧有什么用呢
And the answer is even if nobody cares you still teach because you care
答案就是即使没有人理会你仍然必须要继续的教导因为你关心
You see here what's happening when he saw the people like sheep without a shepherd he had compassion
当他看到这么许多的人如同羊没有牧羊人一样他就怜悯他们
And so then he says So he began to teach them many things
于是他开口教训他们许多的道理
Jesus taught because he had compassion on them
耶稣教导因为他怜悯他们
Jesus taught because he cared
耶稣教导因为他关心
And he taught whether or not the people cared or not
所以不管人们是否理会他会继续的教导
Now, brothers and sisters, today's passage is ever more important.
兄弟姐妹们，今天的那个讯息啊，更显得更加的重要。
As I look at the world today, you know, I'm one who reads the news every day. I think it's ever more important.
当你看到今天的新闻，你会觉得今天的信息更加的重要。
Because the world today continues to talk in languages, talking about strength, talking about weapons of war.
因为今天的世界继续用那个强盛和战争力量为那个衡量标准。
It continues to be the language of today.
这是继续今天所使用的那个标准。
And we know that as humans, we are bound to have conflicts.
我们知道我们必然会有纷争。
But even though we have conflicts, we have a choice to choose how we want to resolve them.
但我们可以选择如何的去化解它。
The Bible today declares that wisdom is better than strength.Wisdom is better than might.
圣经说到，智慧胜过勇力。
He says that wisdom is better than weapons of war.
智慧胜过打仗的兵器。
But for wisdom to have influence,
要让到的智慧有那个影响力。
For wisdom to take effect,
要让智慧有那个能够有那成效。
For that to happen, then the wise must care to speak.
要实现这一点，智者就必须要勇于说出来。
You must teach even if nobody cares.
即使没有人理会，你仍然必须要教导。
Now when I say all this thing about you know nobody care, nobody heeding, you look at the story, you know the movie is a sad ending. When I tell you this, yes, I'm presenting to you the reality.
你看到我所讲的戏里所呈现的这都是现实。
But I don't say all this to discourage any of you.
我不是要来阻拦任何人。
But rather, I hope to inspire you to truly appreciate the wisdom that we have.
相反的是要启发你去珍惜我们所拥有的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, we have the wisdom to transform the world and to bring peace to the world.
我们有那个改变世界，为世界带来和平的那个智慧。
So let's really keep on the good fight.
让我们继续打那美好的战。
Because we know the Lord is with us.
因为我们知道耶和华与我们同在。
I want to share a story about something that happened to me.
我想跟你分享一个关于我的事。
This happened quite a long while ago, so please don't speculate anything.
这个发生在挺久以前。
There was once there was a gossip that was going around about me.
有一个关于我的谣言。
So when I heard that, how come there's this thing going around? I was very angry.
我听到他的时候，我非常生气。
Now after some investigation, I managed to find out. Oh, okay. Eventually, who is the one who started the gossip?
经过一番的查访， 我知道了是谁在散播那谣言。
I was all ready to confront this person.
我准备要与那个人对峙。
Then just before it happened, I was talking to someone, and someone, with wisdom, I believe, taught me.
在我和那个人对峙之前，我遇到一个人，一个有智慧的人，他教导了我。
This person says that if you do that, you might end up with a broken relationship with this person.
他说，如果你这样做的话，你可能最终得到了一个破碎的关系。
And he asks a very poignant question. He says, "Does it really matter for you to, you know, feel righteous, to feel justified, or to feel that you need to be victorious in this argument?"
他说，在政治中感觉到自己是对的，是合理的，或者是得胜了的那种感觉，是不是很重要
？I think, well, it's not. That's not what I want.
我想了一下，那不是我所要的。
So I decided to try his method instead.
所以我决定试用他的方法。
So I went to this person.
所以我找了那个人。
He says that I said, "Hey, I heard there's this gossip that has been going on about me."
我对那个人说，我听到了这个有关于我的谣言。
Do you think you can help me?
你是否可以帮助我
？What do you think is going on here?
到底是什么一回事
？So this person replied.
所以这个人说
，He says, "No, how can there be such a gossip that's going on? This is not justified."
他说到这个谣言不合理。
There must be some misunderstanding going on.
一定是有什么误会。
Never mind, don't worry. Let me settle it. I'll support you if this thing continues.
我会帮你解决它。我也会，如果这个谣言继续的话，我也会支持你。
And the gossip really just died down very quickly.
这个谣言很快的就平静下来。
And I continue to have a good relationship with this person.
而我继续与这个人有一个很好的关系。
So in this case, I was really very glad that I listened to good wisdom.
在这件事情上，我非常庆幸的，我听了很好的教导。
And I managed to prevent a conflict from escalating.
也阻止了这个争执的升级。
Jesus say, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
耶稣说，使人和睦的人有福了。
But you need wisdom to bring peace.
但你需要智慧才能够带来和睦。
And you need to care in order to teach wisdom.
你也必须要有关心，才能够教导真正的智慧。
But the reality, let's be honest, not all will listen to you.
但现实是不是所有的人都会听你所说的。
But even if there is just one, even if there's just one that is willing to listen to you,
但是就算只有一个愿意听你所说的
，Then he says, Jesus says, you are blessed.
耶稣说到，你已有福了。
Because what you are doing is you are co-creating with God.
因为你在与神共创。
You are bringing peace into this world.
你给这世界带来了多一点的和睦。
So let's continue all of us to seek wisdom.
让我们继续的寻求智慧。
And continue to care about those around us.
继续关心我们四周的人。
Wisdom is possible to all of us who fear God.
对所有敬畏上帝的人。智慧是有可能的。
Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏上帝是智慧的开始。
Wisdom is possible to all of us.
对所有的人都是有可能的。
So we listen with an open heart during sermons.
在听到的时候，用一个开放的心聆听。
I hope all of you are also encouraged in your daily lives.
我希望你们在你的日常生活中得到鼓励。
To bring wisdom and peace.To those around you.
为你周围的人带来智慧和和平。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you are filled with compassion for us. That you teach and you preach and you give us wisdom. Lord, guide us in our lives that we can walk together with you, bringing peace and wisdom into this world. All this is asked in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.